Okay, we're going to be starting the section on Anova. Sheninu b'perik dal davis v'id moed havishvah ruach. Person should be very humble. Shetikvas enesh rima. Because if he realizes, the person looks forward to the worms. I mean, he doesn't look forward, but that's where he's headed to. Vamudiris maybe the day Jesus goes through the things. Anava gedayla mikulam. Gemara says Anava is the greatest of all the milas as he heads to Ruach Hakodesh. Vamru ein loch mida b'tayve ba'olam kanava. There is no greater character trait than humbleness, humility. But Sanhedrin Ezer ben Eifetaylam Habo, I'm the son, humble. Now, I think all these next words all are different manifestations of humility. Vishval Berach, what does he translate that?
A humble posture.
Humble posture. Shayef Ayo, Shayef Nothing. He bends down, goes in and out. Gariz Berais at the deer, and he always learns. Lemazi Tavusul and Avshe. And doesn't demand that people recognize him for it. Beis Masechtes Derecher Zuta, Dargim Shatamidu Chachamim, Anav Shvaruach, humble, again humble, I don't know the difference. Aluv, what? Did he say difference between Anav?
Humble of spirit, unassuming.
Okay, Aluv, he allows himself to be embarrassed, meaning he doesn't react. Aluv, Chaladam, beloved, Shvam Lanche Beis, he's even humble to his family. Kalo Rabase, fill out Mashnah B'chol Amidus, even if you're Sholim in all Midus, Amen B'chol Anava, Atachoser. If you don't have Anava, you're mixing. This is what people say. Magravra Baba Planya, what a great person he is, Luli Gaiva, if not of his Gaiva. Abavis, Ruach Namucha, B'nefesh Shvela, B'tamidim Shalavram Avinu. Ruach Nagvaya, B'nefesh Rechava, humbleness, and Nefesh Shvela means.
Undemanding soul.
Undemanding, and Nevish Rechava means demanding, which Tamid of Shabbilim Arasha. And I just saw a word this Shabbos, forgot from who it was, and I saw it on Friday, I should say. It says that Avram Avinu took Shnei Na'ar of Imai, and Bilam took Na'ar of Imai. The Na'ar is Nefesh, Ayin, Ruach. The difference between Avram Avinu was Nefesh, Feila, Ayin, Teva, Ruach, Nemucha, and Bilam was Nefesh, Rechava, Ayin Ra, and I forgot the other one. Ruach Gevaya, right. So, I saw it of art. So he says, they took the Ara of Imai. Each one came with his package of Midas. He took it along with him. Avraham Avinu took it along with him, and Bilam took it along with him. And then he adds that Shnei Narav, the years of youth, is when a person develops those midas that he takes along for the rest of his life. Again, that I thought it was a nice word. So I just wanted to share it once I saw it brought down. That the Gemara is Ushkar and Rava, Amr Besaita, the Smart says in Saita, Misha Daita Shvei Lalov, whoever is humble, Malov, Akos, the Kinsu, Kala Kabana Shavayalam, it's like bringing all the Kabanas. Ramu Kala Mashmal, Atzma, Kodesh Boko, Magbiya, when it's humble, Kodesh Boko, picks him up. Amru, Ena Kodesh Boko, Mairis, Israelim, Abab, I love him. I don't even know where these Chazal are. Mishnas are blessed and perigued, but Chaim, I guess, knew it. And the Ishmael Anav, I'm sorry, Mechelta, Ishmael Nigash al-Rafo, he came close to the cloud, Migarm Lab, and the Susa Shemmi Shay Shemon of Maid. Magara Kasav, Shkomi Shu Anav, whoever is an Anav, Sefer Lahashu Shkinam of the Barets. Kosu Gvalev, Gaim Latame Saret, he's going to be Matame the ground of Lusalik of Sashkina, according to Eva Kamabed Zar Ainsham. Vanatamis Kayamis of Banravim, which Kosova Terranik was Banrava. Terran is acquired through humility. Ramakam is Yar, if a guy is about Gaivim, Chokamu, Chokmas, Mr. Lekas Mimenu, Mimnavihu, Nivuas, Mr. Lekas Mimenu. He loses his Chokmi, loses the Vu of Amru. Nivre Terran is Kaim, Misha died to Shrey Lalov. Terran cannot be kept, does not stay only with people that are humble. Bishalmi. B'nei Seminayu, also the Gabi Rebbe, the people of Seminayu came to Rebbe. Amalei said, "Boy, titn lachad banash, give us a person, darish the kandarshan, dayan, can judge, chazan, he can," I think means, now I don't think it means about trilo, but maybe it does.
Sexton,
okay. Safar, a cipher, masnan, teaches us Mishnayas, teaches us, love and culture, and do everything else we need. give us a jack of all trades, meaning he knows everything in Ruchnius. Yavlan Levi Bar Sisi, he gave them Levi. Also, they made him a big stand, but she knew Allah, and they put him on there. I asked them, they came and asked him, Hagidemis, a woman missing with an arm, how did she do Chalitza? Lagivani, he didn't answer them. Rakadam, what if she spits saliva instead of saliva blood? Lagivan. Amen, Duma de Lesumare Ufan. Maybe he doesn't know halacha, but initially agada. Let's ask him agadata. Asim b'shon le ma'adin, ma'adin de siva ba'agad locha surish asim b'ksav emes. I will tell you what is marked.
Yeah, noted in truthful writing.
In truthful writing. Emes lama rashim, and rashim lama emes. Why is it noted if it's true?
But it's noted is temporary and truthful is permanent.
Yeah. But Lama Agib, he couldn't answer that. Basnul Gabbat, the Rabbi Amalei, they said, Hadain Paisina de Paisinach, this is the thing that we appease you to give us. Amalei, he said to them, Chayecham bar nash de kwasi yavis lechan. I gave you a person that's equal to me. Shalach Asise, he brought Levi back. Vishalei, and he asked him, I guess we will continue tomorrow because it is 6:01. Yes.
Someone's already
perfected
in order to get into it, so that
even
at that level,
when it's you can, exactly. You're 100% right. Okay. We are in Membeis Amid Beis, the second wide line. Amar Rava. Okay. Sheretz Bekumtai Tar. The guy has a dead sheretz, which is a dead sheretz. By the way, when we say sheretz, it refers to eight kind. I don't know what to call them, because I used to say reptiles, but they're not all reptiles. I used to say crawlers, but they're really not all crawlers. So what?
Shratzim.
There are eight of them. There are many shratzim. There's eight of them that are metame. If they're dead, their body is metame, but only to touch, not to masa. Meaning if a person would have his sheretz on top of his tissue box and picks it up, he would not become tame. Only if he actually touches the dead body of a sheretz. Now what happens if a sheretz is in his underarms? I think kumtai means a fold, any fold, tar. Because, as we said, beisar starim is not metame b'maga, only metame b'masa. And since sheretz is not metame b'masa, it doesn't make him tame. Nevela, which is metame b'masa, b'kumtai, Tame. Sheretz v'kumte tar, sheretz v'negiyu, the metame, it's only metame to touch. Beis ha-starim, lav bar magahu, and beis ha-starim is not susceptible to tumah by touch. Neveila v'kumte tame, nehidir v'maga, le metame, v'masa mi metame. Not metame v'maga, but it's metame v'masa. Rashi, kumtei, he's on beis ha-tzilav, like his underarms, a shar kumatim, or other folds.
But he's touching him. Touching
many underarms. But that's not metame. Beis ha-starim is not metame b'maga. That's exactly it. He can't be tame for touching it. Because beis ha-starim is not susceptible to tumas maga.
Sure.
That's because the sheretz is not metame b'maga. The veil is also not metame b'maga. But the veil has an added feature. It's metame b'maga. And beis ha-starim is metame b'maga. Sheretz bekumtai v'chniser la'avir ha'taner tamei. Halacha is that a taner made out of sheretz. Anything that's in its airspace makes it tamei. Right. So let's say you have a sheretz suspended in the airspace of a kli sheretz. So we look at the kli sheretz as if it's full of tumah, and the oven becomes tamei. Right. How about if a person sticks his hand, by the way, it has nothing to do with the oven being on or being off. It's the fact that it's a kli sheretz. So how about if a person reaches with his arms and he has a sheretz in his underarm, under his arm, and he enters the outer space of a sheretz, of the oven. That means the sheretz is now suspended, is in his underarm, it's under his arm, but his underarm is in the oven, right? He sticks it into the oven. And the sheretz happens to be in the oven, but it's covered by his arm. Is that metame the avir of the oven or not? The answer is tame, because the sheretz is in the avir of the oven. And again, a kli sheretz, any tumah suspended in its airspace we say is as if it touched the sides, and it's metame. Frek the Gemara Shita. That's 101. Avikli Charis is metame. What is the Chiddush? That the Gemara Mal de Tein Metoicham Rachman of Eloi Teich Teichai Kamash Malon. There is a halacha that if somebody has, let's say, a different keli, a keli made out of copper, and that's sitting in the Kli Charis, it's in the oven, but it rises above the oven. Okay? Means you have an oven, the oven used to be open on top, and the oven is a Kli Charis, and in the Kli Charis you put in a copper jug, and a copper jug top is above the airspace of the oven, and in the copper jug is a Charis. The oven does not become Tamei. Even though it's in the confines of the oven, laying on the bottom of the copper jug, but since it's in something else that's in the oven, we have a logo called Teichai, V'loi Teich Teichai. Only in it, not something that's in something else that's in it.
And that jug did not go to the top of
the oven. That it is Tamei. But therefore, I would think the same thing is true with the guy's underarm. It's not in the Avrik L'Cheres. It's covered up by a person's arm. So the Havamina would be that the Sheretz is not Matamei the oven. So that's why the Brisa speaks out, no, that it is. Rashi, the first Rashi on the top, Kamash Malan, the high loy Teich Teichahu. This is not considered Teich Teichai. Elokigon Kliba Teichataner, Upev Lamaila Mabiataner. The only thing that's considered Teich Teichai is a Kli in the oven, which its top goes above the airspace of the oven, opening of the oven. Amarish Lakish. Okay, now let's stop for a second and let me give a little bit of an introduction. A Zav, or a Zava, when I say Zav, I mean both male and female version, has a unique Tumah that other people don't have. Not a Tummy Mace, not a Mitzvah, I don't even think a Mitzvah, not a Tummy Sheretz, not a Tummy Nevela, a unique Tumah that Zav possesses. And that is that a Zav is Mitameh by moving something. A Zav goes and with it moves the box without touching it. He has a pen in his hand, touches the box, and it moves. This box would become Tamei. That's called Heset. Now, Hey Yud Samach Tes, the Gemara is going to bring it, or Rashi, the Gemara is going to bring it in a second. So, there's two similar Tumas, but they're different, and I want to point that out. One is that the Zav moves something else. And what is that something else is moved by the Zav? Something else moves the Zav. When something else moves him, that is considered Masa. It's if the person's carrying him. He moved him. That means he carried him. So if somebody else moves the Zav, he carried him. And therefore that's Tameh because the Zav is Metameh B'Masa. Again, Zav is Metameh if you touch him. Zav is Matam if you carry him without touching him. One of the ways you carry somebody is by moving him. When you move him, you are carrying him from place A to place B. It might be an inch, but that doesn't make a difference. You moved him. But that's not the special Tumah of Zav, because any Tumah that's Matami B'Masa, if you move it, you carried it, and it's Tumah. The Chiddush of Zav is if he moves something, right? If he moves something, it's Tumah. No other Tameh has that. Zav is unique, that it's Metameh Beheset. Heset means it moves something. The Zav moves something. The Zav moves something without touching it. So therefore, Zav is different than other Tumas. Other Tumas are Metameh B'Maka, B'Masa, Mesis, Metameh B'Ayo, but that's not. Zav is Metameh by move. Right? He moves something without touching it, it becomes Tameh. Now, what happens if a Zav has a stick under his arm and it protrudes and he uses that stick to move something? Now, Heset is as if he touched it. That's the Chiddush of Zav. But what if he would have touched it with his underarm? Underarm is Beis Hastarim. Beis Hastarim is not susceptible to touch, neither by receiving touch nor by giving touch. Meaning if anybody were to touch the Zav's underarm, he wouldn't become Tamei. Beis Hastarim doesn't become Tamei B'Maga, and is not Metamei B'Maga. Since Heset is being done by something in his underarm, Hesed is a form of touch, except in not touching it, he moved it. So it's a form of touch through something else, but it's only as good as touch. And since touch with his underarm wouldn't make anything tameh, touch by a stick under his arm doesn't make anything tameh either. So again, I want to clarify this. A zav has a special tumah called hesed. Hesed means if you move something without touching it, he's metameh it. That is called hesed. Now, what would happen if a person touched a zav in his underarm? He would not become tameh. Because just like Beis Hastarim cannot be make the zav tameh, the zav can't be metameh with his Beis Hastarim. And since this stick that he's moving something with is located in his Beis Hastarim, it's like he touched with his Beis Hastarim. The hesed is a extension of touching. And since touching with the Beis Hastarim won't be metameh, touching with a stick in his Beis Hastarim also won't be metameh. Moving with a stick in Beis Hastarim won't be metameh. That's what the Gemara is going to say. Amar Shlakish. Kana bekumtai shosav. A kana that's located in the fold of a zav. I use underarm because it makes the easiest sense. He's holding something there. The hissed by a satar. And he moved somebody that's tar, or an item that's tar. Tar does not become tameh. However, kana bekumtai shosav. But if you have a stick in the fold of a person that's tar, the hissed by a zav, and he moved the zav, tameh. Because he did masa. He carried the zav. And if you carry with Beis Hastarim, you are tameh. So here, he made himself tameh because he carried the zav. By moving the zav, remember I just said that before, that if you move the zav, it's like you carried the zav. Even though you didn't touch him, you carried him. Now, Beis Hastarim is metameh b'masa, it's not metameh b'maga. So when he moves something with his Beis Hastarim, he's moving it. This is a tumas hesed, and that is an extension of maga. Whereas when he is touched, moved by something that is in somebody else's underarm, but it moves him, that's the guy carrying him. Carrying him, I don't care whether he's carrying him with his arms, with his legs, or with his underarms. And therefore, he's tameh. The kana bekumta shotar, behisit by a sazav, tameh. Now, we're going to learn it out of a pasuk. And then Rashi's going to spend half the page explaining it. My time up. What is the reason that tesit is like touching? Where do you get the concept that if a zav moves something, it's an extension of touching? And therefore you're saying, since he's moving it with something in his underarms, it's like touching from underarms. Where do you see that? Maybe moving is a different tumah called hesed. Why are you comparing movement through a stick to touching? It's a different tumah. There it is. Damikra, b'chol ha-sheyigabai ha-zav, v'yodnaf le-shata v'mayim. Now, pasuk pshat in the pasuk means, anything that the zav touches, and he didn't wash his hands in water. Now, there's no concept of washing hands by a zav. He has to go to the mikvah. So why did the Torah say the word v'yadav? Now, we're going to dash in this v'yadav a number of ways. But the first thing is, chol ha-sheyigabai by a zav v'yadav. There, seita shozav, it's an extra pasuk, because we already learned if you touch a zav, you're tameh. So why does it have to say if the zav touches it, it's tameh? We have a pasuk that told us that already. So it's an extra pasuk. Tzeh seitei shozav. This is when a zav moves something. Shloimetzinu loy tumah b'chal tairakula. There is no other analogous tumah anywhere else. And here the Torah is machadish a new halacha called hesed. The afke rachmana b'loshi negia. And the Torah uses the word touch to describe it. Lememra the hesed b'negia kiyadav. That moving is like touching with your hands. Mahasem avroi, just like touch has to be done from something external. Avtacham avroi, also hesed, which the Torah calls an extension of touch by using the word yadav. Why did the Torah express the concept of hesed with the word head? To tell me it has the property of touching. And just like touching has to be external, movement has to be done by something that is external, not by something that's based on starter. Masha'enke the other way, it's a regular case of masa. If you move a nevela, you're also carrying the nevela. This is not unique to a zav. This is called tumas masa. An nevela is matame b'masa. So if somebody takes this box and moves the nevela, he carried the nevela. He carried the nevela two steps. By moving. So therefore, I don't need this special halacha there that it has to be external. Masa does not have to be external. Now let's read Rashi. Dr. Rashi. Behisid bias atar tar. In the Mephar's time of the Kaman, like the Gemara will explain. The kumtai sotar behisid bias azav tame. If the stick is in the fold of a tar and he moves his up tame atar, the one whose tar becomes tame. Shari nasas azav. He carried the zav. Moving something is carrying it. The zav metame b'masa. Not when the zav carries something. When the zav is carried, he's metame. Like an avela that's carried. Like a, right, things that are metame b'masa, if you carry them. The simba mishkav, it says by the bed of a zav, by noisei haisam, if you carry them, you become tame. The kavuchayim is zav atzmai. If his bed is metame b'masa, he's for sure metame b'masa. My time at tar hanisit become shukumtus azav tar. Why is the tar who's moved by the stick that's in the fold of the zav? Why does he remain tar? The chsiv b'chola shiyiga by hazav. V'haikra alav l'maga itzrach. This pasuk is an extra pasuk. I don't need it for touch. The chsiv anakeim b'sar hazav. It says anybody that touches the b'sar hazav. Elazeh seitoy shol zav. This is when the zav moves something. Mikan l'madnu, zav shehisit esator tameh. A zav who moves something that's tahor, the person or its item becomes tameh. Shaloi matzinu b'chol ha-tayra. We don't find in the whole Torah, tuma ha-masetes tara shetitameh. We don't find that if a tuma moves something tahor, that a tameh should make tameh by moving. We find that a tar becomes tame by moving a tame. We don't find a tame making something tame by moving something that's tar. The opposite. I hope I'm explaining myself. When a tar moves something that's tame, he's carrying it. That's a tumas masa. When a tar moves something that's tame, therefore what? So he carried it. Doesn't say when a tame carries a tar, he becomes tame. That's hesed. It's a new tuma. He's carrying it. So certain tumas are metame b'masa. That's not a chiddush in zav. The other way is a chiddush in zav. That when a tame moves something that's tahar, it becomes tame. He didn't touch it. In fact, let's say a guy was...
The tame touches...
He didn't touch the tar. He took something else and pushed it against the tar.
He indirectly touched
it. That's called movement.
Okay.
There's no, without this pasuk, there's no
only
other tumah that's matame that way. What?
Only by
zav. Only by zav. Elim kenas the tar is atameh. What we find in the whole Torah is when the tar carries something that's tameh. B'hacha b'zav hu degala rachmana. This is a special chiddush by zav. Hesed is a special chiddush by zav. Let me try to explain it better. If a guy is a tameh meis, to touch the meis. He's an avatuma. If he touches the table, it becomes a bishon l'tuma. If he uses something that, let's say a stick, and he moves the table, not tummy.
Stick is tummy.
Depending if it's a keli or not. That's why I picked the stick, because kliyetz is not mekabel tuma. You should think kliyetz is not mekabel tuma. I bedavka picked the stick. And even if it's coming out, that would become tummy, but it wouldn't pass on the tuma. But you don't find that a tummy mace moves the table without touching it, then it becomes tummy. There's no such thing. It's a special halacha by zav. And the Torah used it, Dr. Rashi, because of the yadav. It says the word is hands, not touching things. Why does it say hands? The Dashin and Hachi, Heichid Hissid by Hazav Biyadav. What does that mean? Kalayim Begolui, something that's open, period. Now, what does Leishata B'mayim have to do with anything? What is the words Leishata B'mayim? The apostate says, V'yadav Leishata B'mayim. The first part of the pasuk says, "V'chol asher yigah b'hazav v'yadav." Anything that the zav moves is like with hands. That's what we just actioned. But the pasuk continues, "V'yadav le'shata b'mayim." He didn't wash his hands in water. Now, there's no such thing as washing hands in water. What does the Torah mean by le'shata b'mayim? We're asking pshat in the pasuk. Nothing to do with this gemara, except the pasuk brought the gemara brought a pasuk. Milsachriti. So Rashi, this is a new thing. This is a source for the rabbinic requirement of Netilas Yadayim. Since the Torah uses the word washing hands, it has nothing to do with hands, but the Torah juxtaposes putting in water to the word hands. Now the hands is being used for chesed. Biblically speaking, we're learning out that moving is like hands. What does like washing and water have to do here? The Torah is hinting to us a concept called Netilas Yadayim. Mehak Alma, what we see from here, is Hitit Zavas Hatar, Einetameh, Elam Kain, Heseitle Begiloi. He moved them with his revealed hands, Beyazav. Umedaafke Belash Negia, since the Torah used the Lash Negia, Yafina Nami Lachol Negias, Rashi learns this is the source. That Beis Hastarim doesn't give Tumah with Negiah, it doesn't receive Tumah with Negiah. Since the Torah told me the rule of Hesed by using something that's revealed, that means the Torah told me that the fold would not be Matameh beHesed, and the Torah compares Hesed to touch, so it's telling me a new thing. Touch doesn't affect Beis Hastarim, not by giving Tumah, and not by receiving Tumah. That's what Rashi says. Elam gave Medavki Belash Negiya, Nami, if you didn't know, Lachol Negiyas, the Lohi Magabes Astarim Metame. That Magabes Astarim is not Metame. That's true when the Zav is moving something. Avul Tar Shehitzit the Zav. But a person that's Tar, and he has something in his underarms, and he moves the Zav, the Navkalam Mikrachlina. That's the regular law of carrying. Right, when you move something, you're carrying it. Look, simba yadav doesn't say the word yadav there. Tamei afil haseita bekala. Even if he moves him with a stick, shibekaimtai in his underarm. Midi to have an avela bekaimtai. Just like when he's carrying an avela in his fold, shibatame b'masa. The mikoma kamaru naisi es atuma. He's carrying the tuma.
The tar person who's holding a stick in his underarm. So again, the fold is not affected by touch.
He's not tamei. He's tar. Now he carries the zav. What if he would carry the zav in his underarm?
Or just move the
zav. That's not carrying him. That's matame b'masa. Beis Hastarim is matame b'masa. Yes, doctor.
The relationship to Tilti, is this logical, a drush, or...
To drabonim. To asmachta. But now there's a second chapter in Rashi I'm not going to learn. Listen, Akrina. The reason I'm not learning it, it's not so complicated. It's that there's a whole new concept of Hesed. So I'm trying to let this sink in all the way to the end of that Rashi. Rashi doesn't like it. He brings it and slugs it up. So if it had not been a new concept of Hesed, I would have learned it because it's not such a complicated shot. But since it's a whole new concept, I think it would just confuse people. And I don't like to confuse people. Nothing in my advice. Avil azav ubalkari einam metamim till it leaves your body. Right? We said a woman is metame as long as it's, even if it's in her body, as long as it's a basic type. A man... not metame unless it exits his body. That's what the Mishnah told us. By paleta, but not by zava, not by nida. Avala zav ubalkari ain't a metame. Zav, the sifki is zav mibsarai. We're bringing a drasha for this. That's the flow from his basar. Achiyetzi zav mibsarai. Contrast that to the woman, it says bivsara. Right, dam yezayva bivsara in her basar. Here it says mibsara, from his basar. One is internal, one is external. Balkeri, the Sif Ishki Seidze Mimenu Shechvazera. It leaves. Again, there's no hint in either of those psukim of any internal tuma. So that's why we are saying man is different than woman. Woman is tame even though it's in her, and a man does not become tame unless it exits his body. Rashi? There is no Rashi. Zad b'gemar v'aytr. Hayayichu b'tuma v'hergesh. The guy was eating tuma, and he felt the shech v'zera leaving his body, and he's in the middle of eating b'tuma. So the Mishnah said he should hold on to his male organ, keep the zera in till he swallows the truma. Zog the Gemara, Aiches, you're telling him to hold his male organ? But Tanya we learned, Rabbi Eliezer Reimer, Kala Aiches ba'amu mashtin ki lemevi lai babad lailam. One who holds his male organ while he urinates is like bringing a mabu. He's causing haitza zera, and therefore he's not allowed to touch it. And here you're telling the guy to touch it. Right, Rashi. Rashi's all the way down from that long Rashi that we skipped the last half. Kilu mevi mabo, shemachamim esavarav, he warms up his limbs, mevi lidei keri. Now what does it got to do with the dara mabo? Bezeh kilkul dara mabo. That was the avera of the dara mabo, shenemer ki hishchis kol basar. Hishchis refers to wasting zera. And for the Gemara, Amr Abaye b'matlas Abba.
Is that
no. I mean, it says there are a whole bunch of things. It says Gzela Arayas, right? So Rashi's telling you the word Hishchis means Arayas and Haitzah Zera. It says Chomas, and it says Hishchis. Rashi says both there, Arayas and Gzela. Amr Abaye b'matlas Abba. You're right, he has to hold it with a thick shmata, for lack of a better word, piece of cloth. And that doesn't do chimum.
Right, perhaps, maybe...
That's why we're learning this Gemara. We have not finished yet. Amar Abaye, you know, I like to quote John Paul Jones. We have not begun to fight. Rashi, the matlas of a she'ena mechamemes, that doesn't warm. Right. Rava Amar, afilu teime b'matlas raka. Even if it's a thin cloth. And the Rambam says even no cloth, even the akar. Once it's on its way out, it's on its way out. Not doing anything, which is what you wanted to say. That's why I told you to wait. Labaya, what's Labaya worried about? L'chayr Rav is right. Chayes du ma'atza la'sufei. Might add more zera. There's zera coming out, but he might cause more. Rava la'sufei le'chayes. It's the kasha. Rav is not, meaning it's a statement that's going to lead to the next kasha. I v'loi. He doesn't worry about that. But Tanya, we learned. Lamaze daima. What is it similar when a person holds himself in his male organ? The nice etzba ba'ayin. Guy sticks his eye, finger into his eye. She calls man she etzba ba'ayin medamet v'chayisus madamet. It causes constant tearing. So holding a male organ can cause constant etzah zera. So why isn't a ba'ayin right? That even though zera is coming out, he might cause more. He's not allowed to cause more. So what's Rava's answer? Don't worry about it. So Drash, so Rava, but Rava, call Achmumi, but Achmumi b'shaita leishchiach. A person, meaning like this, when a person causes the Haitzah Zera by his touching of his private organ, male organ, so then the longer he holds it, the more Zera comes out. But when a person is involved in Haitzah Zera that he did not cause, but his body all of a sudden, whatever reason, shout out the Zera, then it doesn't add more because he touches it. That's loishchiyah, Dr. Trevor. This is how Rashi's going to explain it. Dr. Rashi, the matlas ava, she'ena mechamemes, it doesn't warm up. Loishchiyah, but the tanya calls man she'etzba ba'ayim medanas. Aye, it says that it's like a finger in the eye. Hani mili echad metchila mamash meis v'chima mezatzmai. That's when a person made himself warm up, when he caused directly to Haitzah Zera. The Yaitza Kosha Ma'at. Therefore, little by little, it comes out. Avazeshin is Dazu Evarav. Here was this person that all of a sudden, his Evarim Shuk, meaning this Zera started coming out without him doing it by touch. Nekukar Zera B'yachad. It takes out a whole amount of Zera together, not trickle by trickle, drop by drop. It won't add more at this point. because the lock came out, that's it. Whereas if he causes it, it comes out drop by drop, and the longer he causes it, the more drops come out. That's the Gemara right. So there's Machlokes Abaye and Rava. The Rambam paskens like Rava, and he doesn't even mention Matlus Raka. The Farshim say, the Rambam holds that Matlus Raka was just a contrast with Abaye, but that Rava really held that you don't need anything, because nothing's going to come out. Even though the Gemara does say Matlus Raka, the Gemara doesn't say nothing at all. That's the Gemara right. Amr Shmuel. Kol Sichva Zera, Se'ein Kol Gufei Margizba, Ein Ematama. Any Sichva Zera, that when it comes out, it doesn't, how does he translate these words? His body doesn't feel it, there's not a difference. That's what he said. Without being felt by through one's body. It's not Metame. It's not the Sichva Zera that's Metame. When the Torah says Sichva Zera is Metame, it has to be Metame, Sichva Zera that goes out by Hargasha. That his body feels it, like shaking up or whatever it is, it has a certain feeling.
Why wouldn't the Kohen Gadol sleep?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Why would the Kohen Gadol not be let to sleep? If he's sleeping anyway,
he'll feel it. I don't want to talk about it. Not directly, but indirectly. By my timer, Shikva Zera Amarachmana, Berui Lazria. The Torah calls it Shikva Zera. That's to tell me that it has to be able to impregnate. And Zera that exits the body without Hargasha, I'm using the same word Hargasha, without the body feeling it, is not capable of impregnating. So that's not what the Torah made Tame. The Torah said what makes you Tame is Shechvat Zera, right? Something that can impregnate. A Zera that leaves the body without Hargasha can't impregnate, so it's not Tame. No, not necessarily. Not necessarily. Might be the same substance, but that's what the Torah said. Rashi, no Rashi. Meisve. Hayu Mahara Balayla. A guy went to sleep, and he was Mahara while he was up. Not during the night. He was Mahara, it could be at night. Before he went to sleep, he was thinking about inappropriate things. Right? The Amaru Matzib Sarikham. And he wakes up and he finds that his male organ is warm. More than normal human body is warm. He finds it more warm. So the halacha is, tame. He has to be afraid, Rashi learns it's Suffolk. He has to be afraid that he had carry in the middle of the night. Because the fact that he had a hero before and finds a warm male organ says, you might have had carry in the middle of the night. Ah, you can't find it anywhere. It's not on your clothing. It's not on your sheet. It's not anywhere. It might have been a drop. It got lost. Now, in halacha, we say, the Rambam paskens, it's only for Truman Kachem. This would not make him Tamei Luchulin. It would not make him a Balkari for anything else. Just for Truman Kachem, I guess, entering the Beis HaMikdash. But the kasha is, there's no Hargasha. He didn't wake up. Hargasha would wake him up. He didn't have Hargasha. Going to Shmuel, this doesn't make him Tamei. Tergum Ravuna, the Mishamish Matase Bechaloi. What happens is somebody dreams, and his dream he's having a relationship. And he doesn't feel the Argasha because he's in his dream. But if he's dreaming about a relationship, he is having a Argasha. And therefore, that's when he finds his male organ warm. The next morning, he assumes that it might have been Kerry coming out. Where was his Argasha? In his dream. Ah, it was a dream. A dream of our relationship can have our gusha with it. And he doesn't recognize our gusha because he attributes it to his dream.
Is that Hirvur?
Hirvur is not while you're sleeping. Hirvur is when you're up. This isn't dreamland. Rashi. Sorry, Kham Ivare. Tamei. Semba Yatsumi Menu Kari. Rashi thinks it's a Suffolk. We don't know. But the fact that it's warm and that he was Mahara the day before or the night before is enough. Vamai, Bolay Argus. There was no Argusha. Mashamish Mitasim Chaloymoy. The enough in Vadi Argus. Had it come out, he was Argus. Ah, he doesn't know he was Margus? But he thought he was in dreamland. In dreamland, he doesn't think he's having a gusha. So I think about it. The actual lisham is the gusha. So that's the first version of a shmul. So shmul said, any shichva zera that comes out without a gusha is not metame. Because the word shichva zera means roi to impregnate, and if it comes out without a gusha, it's not roi to impregnate. Lishnachwina amr shmul. Kol shichva zera she'ina yorek echetz, that doesn't come out with force, shoot like an arrow, just a way of saying come out with force, ain't a metame. Again, for the same reason. Because in order to impregnate a woman, the shichva zera has to come out by force.
Who said it didn't come out by force?
If it didn't, it has nothing to do with the night. This is just saying that to be metame, shichva zera has to come out by force. If it doesn't come out by force, it's not shichva zera. For the same reason, it can't impregnate. Frank the Gemara, my yinkabin, high lishna, the high lishna. So what's the difference? Both are saying the same thing. One used the term hargasha, one used the term yairi kachet. So the Gemara, the nafkamina is, yinkabinayu nekru b'hargasha b'yatsisloy b'hargasha. He had hargasha, but it didn't come out with force. He had hargasha, but actually, it trickled out. According to the first lashon of Shmuel, it was Hargasha. According to the second lashon of Shmuel, it was not Yair Kachet. I don't know. That would be a simple shot, but I don't know. So, no, Taisa says not that way. Taisa says that the question is the beginning of the leaving was with Hargasha, means at that point it was Yerik Echetz. And then, for whatever reason, stopped the Yerik Echetz.
Not out of the
Haber,
inside.
Inside it was Yerik Echetz. Is that enough or not? That's how Taisus learns it. Yeah. The Hokel in Matrashi, Betchila Tachir Eshech was Yerik Echetz, Roy Vazriya. I forgot the Betzayim for Yibinyan Shein, Roy Vazriya. Right. My Taisa is asking the Gemara Yevamos that the woman complains that her husband is not Yerek Echetz, and therefore she can't have children and she wants children. Right? I mean, you see that it has to be Yerek Echetz. How can you say the other shot? So Taisa says that the Shaila is, for this Tumah, do you need Yerek Echetz? Ein Echanami. It won't be Mazriya unless it's Yerek Echetz into her. Now there's a kash on this, the kash is from the Gemara Chagiga, that a woman can become pregnant in a bath, in a tub. Man can have shichva zera go out of him in a hot tub, and then it can enter a woman, and she can become pregnant. It's a Gemara. Now the question becomes, so Taisa speaks out over there that it left his body, Yerek Echetz, in the tub, but it didn't enter her, Yerek Echetz. So that's the question they ask in this Taisus. Taisus says that, the Gemara, his Gemara says, unless the Yerek Echetz, you can't become pregnant. What happens on Bati? What happens in this bath that the Gemara says she could become pregnant? Just a kasha, I didn't say Terutza, but I'm just mentioning the kasha. So this, again, so the Machloikis, according to Taisus, is the Zera leaves his body, not his body, I should say. The Zera originally leaves in a strong way, but it trickles out. According to the first lashon, he would be tamei. According to the second lashon, he would not be tamei. According to the first lashon, it has to do with how it started its exit. According to the second lashon, it is how it actually exited. Rashi, v'yatsus ablei argasha, de'ena yarek yachetz. Zog tigamai v'aiter. Milsa d'pshita lei l'shmul, miboy lei l'rav. That which one lashon of Shmuel learned one way, and one lashon of Shmuel learned the other way. But Shmuel didn't have any doubts. We just don't know which one he said. But Rabbah had a shaila. The boy Rabbah nekru b'argasha, but lashon b'argasha mahu. Rabbah had this as a shaila. Shmuel knew. He either knew one way or knew the other way. We don't know which one is the true version of Shmuel. But Shmuel didn't have a doubt. Rabbah didn't know. He wanted to know what would be the halacha. Zag t'gemar tashma. Balkeri shetavau. Vilahitomayim. About Kerry, he had Chikmazera, Yarakitay, Targaja, the whole business. He had a relationship with his wife. He went to the mikvah, but he hadn't urinated yet. The Shiyatu Mayim Tame. When he urinates, he becomes Tame. Because we say that some Shikmazera remains and comes out with the first time he urinates. It didn't come out Yarakichet. Comes out with urine, it's not Yarakichet. So why isn't that a raya that we go by the way it left his body? Zakta Gemara, Shaini Hasa, the Ruba Bargasha Nafak. This Zera came out Yarakichet. This droplet left behind didn't. But it was part of a Zera that was Yarakichet. So there would be Matame, even though this droplet is not. Right? That's what it said. He's a Malkia. He had a relationship with his wife. He got up in the morning. He went to the mikvah. Then he went to the urinate. He hadn't urinated yet. So we say some zera came out with the urine and he's tummy.
And something else, the urine makes it like yarekachet.
And yet, that's the kasha. It's not yarekachet. So why is he tummy? Why doesn't this prove the Shaila, rub out a Shaila. Do we look by the way it started exiting his body or by the actually exiting his body? So why don't we prove it from here? The fact that urine has some droplets of Zera that are not Yerik Echreit and he's tummy.
He's urinating not Yerik
Echreit?
Is it not a force?
No, the Yerik Echreit has to be under Zera. The urination
is coming up with
doesn't, that's not considered Yerik Echreit. It has to be the Zera Yerik Echreit. The Zera is not Yerik Echreit. What?
It has come out by itself, is there?
Again, no, not to make him tumbe. The word Yerikachet means the Zera has been Yerikachet. This that's coming out with the urine is not Yerikachet. And the answer is that this is a leftover of a Yerikachet, and that's good enough to be Matame. Rashi. The Shiatu Mayim Tame, the Nishtayim in Akeri, the Yaita Akshav. The Yafagam doing nothing by Gosha. Didn't come out by Gosha. I don't care that Yairik Echait and Argosha at the end is the same thing. When it comes out Yairik Echait, that means he feels it come out. Trickles, he might not feel it. The answer is, it was left over from a Yairik Echait. Okay, so let's just review what we have here before we move on to the next piece. Shmuel said halacha. We don't know which halacha he said. There's two versions. Either he said that a Shikh was there and it doesn't start exiting the body by Argosha, it's not Matame. The second version was, Chikwazari doesn't leave the body. Yarekachet is not Matame. The Navkamina would be, if it started with Yarekachet, it started with Hargosha and left without Yarekachet. Rava had that as a Shaila. We tried to prove it. We didn't prove it.
One way or the other.
Lishna Akrina. Amila. There's another Lush. Amr Shmuel. Ein kol Chikwazara, Shein the Yarekachet, Ein the Mizaras. It won't be able to impregnate her. But Azruyu le Mizara, Hotmuye Mitame, the opposite of what we said. You don't have to be able to impregnate for the Sheikh Mazara to be Tame. All Shmuel said was a medical fact. If Sheikh Mazara is not Yerik Echet, she won't become pregnant. But it doesn't affect Tame anyway. So going to this Lashon, it's totally different than the first Lashon. First lesson, he was discussing when Sheikh Mazara is Tameh, when Sheikh Mazara is not Tameh. According to this lesson, he's not discussing that. He's discussing when can Sheikh Mazara impregnate. Shenemar, ki yir b'cha ish ashal yir tahar, mikra laila, it says. A happening. I feel a cherry laila, any kind of a happening. This lesson is saying, Tumah happens, even if the Zara is not roy to impregnate, because it's still Zara that came out of him. It goes into Mikra. It happened. Rashi? No Rashi. Period. So according to this Lashon, Tuma has nothing to do with Yerik Echet. Or with Hargosha. Comes out, coming. Aye. What does Yerik Echet make a difference? Whether the woman can become pregnant with that Zara or not. Zagzi Gemara Baye Rava. Ayvet Kachavim Shehirer V'yarad V'tavu Mahu. A guy had a hearer and the Zera started coming out, he jumped into the mikveh for Geirus. He had Mila ready, and he had decided to become a Yid. As he was going into the mikveh, all of a sudden the Zera started coming out, but didn't exit his body. Went into the mikveh, he came out, the Zera exited his body. Is he a Balkari? A guy can't become a Balkari. A guy has no tumas carry. Had this Zera exited his body prior to his tefillah, he would have been 100% tar. It started exiting his body prior to his tefillah, but it didn't finish till he finished tefillah. So after tefillah. Is he tamei or tar? Mahu.
Before. Some have been exited before.
Nothing. Nothing. It doesn't make a difference. If it exited before, it has no bearing on Tumah. It started exiting his body. It started leaving and started headed towards the exit. He went to the mikvah. Came out, and the Zera came out. Is he a Balkari? Had it happened 5 minutes before, he would not have been a Balkari. A guy can't become a Balkari. A guy can't become a Zav. A guy, he can have the Metzias, but it doesn't make him Tumah. Here, this guy had the carry come out of his body as a Jew. But it had started its exit as a guy. Do you go by Akira? Do you go by when it comes out? Now, this is a Kula. By going Buster Akira, you're saying he's not Tumah. You're being Makel. In the other cases, we were being Machmer. That if it's Akira, that's enough to make him tell me whether it exits Yerik Echetz or not. Here, we're saying, going by Akira, and you're willing to make him Tohar. That's the Shaila. Mau, Im Tim Tzolayim Rebasa Akira, Zlina. Even if you say before, and we go by Akira, Hani Mili Lo Chumra, then it was a Chumra, that even though it didn't leave Yerik Echetz, but since it had Akira, it's good enough. It was, right? He had Argosha by Akira. Maybe there's no difference. Take it. Rashi. It started leaving his body, did not leave. Mahu. Even if you want to say, the Gabi Yisrael, the Hinekar Bahagasha, when it started leaving with Hargasha, the Yatza Shalai Bahagasha Tameh, the Zina Bas Akira. But here it might be different. Hakaloinezo Bas Akira, the Hainu Kula. Here it's a Kula. Hayuk Shalai Bahagasha Nekar, because we're relying on the fact that Akira happened as a guy, Batar. The Amib of Nice Kusim we had earlier, Kiri Yaitar, Akalul Beis Hill. Even though the dam of a guy is a lady is Abba is Tameh, but the carry of a guy is Tar, we said. A guy is Tar. So had this carry exited his body 5 minutes earlier, he would have been Tar. 5 minutes later, is he Tameh or not? I don't know, it's not. The Chumrah can only be Akira with Hargash of Yisrael. It makes no difference if it's a Chumrah when a Yid has an Akira with Hargash and then it comes out trickling. But it's not Lakula. Kiyaka is in a bus Akira. So we don't, that's the Shaila, and the Gemara says, Teku. The Gemara doesn't try to answer it, everybody should have a wonderful.